Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much it takes and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. You're better than that. That's how winning is done.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top. Through the joy and through the pain.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie. We shine on them suckers. We ball on them haters. If you got money in the club, homie.
That's how winning is done.
And put some sixes on the Chevy. Ain't no holding me back, cause I'm the new disease. And a whole lot of money is the cure for me. Obviously, I'ma be riding in the money seat. Open up the doors and let the sound hit the TIP. My brother just got murdered, he doing bedtime. Fatty chrome and Wiki Wheel doing fed time. But I can't stop my neck. I gotta grind your dick. My kids gon' bury me a hundred when I see the dick. My granny got took from me and I ain't stop hurting. She said, Ray, don't give up, just keep that swagger working. So that swagger working, every day I'm working. Cause it's hard to have swagger when your pocket's hurting. But it's all good, yes, it's all good. Round this time next year, I'm about to hood.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top.
Ah, that's how winning is done. Man, I love that song. Great morning, Grinders. Great morning. Man, the sun is shining bright here in South Florida. Man, we're looking forward to having a great show. Thank you for all of you chiming in this morning. Man, when I tell you God is doing great things in my life, in my family's life, I hope he's doing great things in your life. Remember, guys, nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. You know, guys, wake up with that attitude that you're going to move forward no matter what. Nobody's going to stop you. Be unstoppable because you are absolutely creative with greatness, right? So, guys, this is The Grind, the realest show ever, guys, giving real insight needed daily, hoping that we can bridge some gaps for somebody this morning. We don't know who. We don't know how. We don't know what's going to be said that's going to bridge some gaps. But guess what? Somebody, you're going to break through this morning, and that's all we ask. You know, somebody gets a breakthrough. Real conversation, unscripted, real people, real life. You know, guys, I have a few people on the line this morning, and, you know, I'm gonna unleash them here in just a moment. But, you know, one of the things that life deals us is adversity. It deals us good. It deals us bad. You know, so nobody is above that. Things happen. So it's just how we deal with those things that really, really matter. So, man, you know, jump in, go grab that cup of coffee. Hopefully you got it already. Some of you are on the way. Some of you are on the way to work right now. And some of you are still at home getting dressed right now. And some of you are mad right now because you know I'm getting ready to say something that you're probably not going to like, but that's okay. We're going to say the things sometimes that people don't want to hear, but guess what? They are necessary. But when we say them, we're going to say it as tastefully as we can. So, guys, buckle up, hold on, and let's grind a little bit this morning. You know, one of the things that I knew I wanted to really talk about today, you know, it's I love that this is an unscripted show. I love that there's no set criteria. There's no set there's no set format that we follow here. You know, it's all about, okay, what's on your heart? You know, what are you really being compelled toward? What are you attracting in your life, and how is it affecting you, and how can you spin it to a positive? And you know, so it's all about unscripted, guys, and just, you know, taking things as they come, because you can't anticipate what's going to happen in life. No matter how good you are, you're gonna get some hits in life, and it's just a matter of can you take those hits, right? So I wanted to really touch on time this morning. You know, time. Your time is limited, and some of you may have seen the title of the show said, you know, burn the box. Burn the box, burn the box, burn the box. I always talk about the box and, you know, the different boxes that people are in life. And I believe that there are different boxes, different levels that we step into for every different aspect of what we go through in life. So think about that first box that you were in, or maybe you're still in it, or maybe you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And with the understanding that we move out of two different ways, inspiration or desperation. You have to choose which one. And sometimes it's both. So if it's both, then wow, that's double. And that's odd, because me and my wife, we moved out of both. We were inspired and we were desperate, you know. And sometimes when that box is burned for you, then you have to move. But what happens when you burn the box yourself? What happens when you burn that comfort zone? What happens when you step outside of a box and you reach back and you burn that box? You know, what happens? That means we can't go back to the way that we were. It's like being changed and transformed. You can be changed, but you can change back into whatever you were at any given time. But when you are transformed, there is absolutely no turning back. You're transformed. When a butterfly is born and it comes out of the cocoon, it's transformed. That's a transformation. It can't go back to being, you know, that inchworm in a cocoon. It can't go back to that. So that was a total transformation. So we work on being transformed here, but that's what happens when you burn the box. There's no jumping back in the cocoon. So now it's either fly or die, right? And a lot of people aren't willing to put that type comfort, that type of pressure on themselves. They don't want to burn an old box, because that means they're going to have to build a new one. And building that new box is going to require something of you. But what happens when you put yourself in that state of self-inspiration and self-desperation? That's when a person comes out of you that you've never seen before. That's what we call that beast mode. We talked about that in some earlier shows. When the beast mode comes out, you know, beast mode is that thing that only comes out every now and then. You only see it from time to time, and you don't really know it on an intimate level. You know that person, that the person that's on the outside, that's there when the beast is on the inside. But what happens when the beast, when you turn inside out and the beast is there all the time? You know, it's funny, because I always reference the movie the Incredible Hulk. You know, there's a lot of things in life, I'll tell you what, that I reference with Big Green Incredible Hulk. But you know, one of the things I love about that movie is that at the end of the movie, he said, you know, they said, I think it'd be a good time for you to get angry. I think it'd be a great time for you to get angry right now, because they needed him to fight. He said, you know, he told him, he was talking to Captain America, he said, you know, Cap, he said, you know, that's my secret. He said, I'm always angry. So it's just a matter of him. They thought he had to get angry. No, he's always angry, but he had learned to control beast mode. And when you learn to control beast mode, when you're in beast mode all the time, and now you know how to control your emotions, you burned the box. There's no going back. You can't go back to who you were. When you're in beast mode all the time, things happen. This is the mode you want to be in. But see, when you burn that box, when you transform, when you move away from the things that are doing you the harm mentally, physically, when you just step away from them and just put distance in between you, when you delete the number, you know, of the person that you've been allowing to crush you, or that person that's been crushing you, you delete the number, whatever it takes to move yourself out of that comfort zone, that's when beast mode comes out. And a lot of us don't really know what beast mode is, because, you know, we're building a life as a person that's not really us. Here's the deal. You can, but will you? You can, but will you? A lot of us never will. A lot of people will continue to stay wherever they're at because it feels good. It's comfortable being there. Cushy. We got the remote in our hand. We can watch the shows we want to watch. Change is inevitable. Things are going to change no matter what. Progress, on the other hand, my friends, is not. So you can change. You can change. Every day you change. But what about the progress that you need to make to move yourself forward? Have you ever went back home for a visit in the neighborhood that you grew up in and noticed that the same person some people just don't leave home. I mean, I'm not talking about home, the house that you were raised in. Some people don't leave the neighborhood that they were raised in. Not to say you got to leave the city, you know, but me personally, I knew that I wanted to leave the house that I was raised in because I knew I needed to. All right. That's just what we do as adults. I knew that I wanted to leave the neighborhood that I was raised in because I knew that I wanted to transform. I knew I wanted to do something completely different. I wanted to explore what was out there. So, you know, I remember telling my parents, well, before I come back home and stay home, I'll sleep in my truck. That's just, you know, I burned that box. You know, I'm been there, done that. Never coming back home to stay with my parents, because if I did that, then that's a comfort zone for me. And that's just an example. Now, that pissed somebody off this morning. I told y'all I was going to say something that's going to piss somebody off. That it always happens, but that's okay, because maybe you needed to hear that. But, you know, some people have situations that they've created for themselves that keep the beast mode on the inside. But you can, but you know, but will you? Will you decide to make that decision? So, but check this out. When you realize that your life is what you make it, it's going to be whatever you make it. When you start to realize that your life is going to be whatever you make it, you start to make a life. Because a lot of people don't really know what they want their life to be. They don't know. They think that something else is going to determine, you know, how they feel or if they fail or succeed. And it's squarely on you. So there's no time like the present, because one day may never come. But how do we really do that? How do we really get to that point to where, you know, we're confident enough to burn the box? How do we get to that point? That's the million-dollar question right there, because a lot of people never get to the point to where beast mode can come out. A lot of people are never comfortable enough to bring beast mode out, because when beast mode comes out, action happens. Things change. Things start to transform. And change is inevitable, but change is scary. If you're not transforming, then change is scary. So let's talk about some of the things that you need to do to really transform yourself and to get the courage to burn the box. And that way you can never step back into that box number one. If you're in box number three, you can't step back in box number two. It's not that you're egotistical, you got any pride. It's just that your job is to soar. Your job is to shine. Not to go back and be dull with everybody else. Let your light shine. So I know one of the things that we do on a daily basis is we create habits, good or bad. And those habits either determine whether we move forward in life or whether we stay where we are. So habits are very, very important. And, you know, I have a few people online this morning that you know, they're going to talk about, you know, some of the habits that they've developed or that they've created that move them forward. You know, and if they like, they can talk about, you know, some of the habits that have held them back all of this time. I'm talking about those things that you did as a ritual, those things that you got up and you did every day, you know, hook or crook. You say, I'm going to do this. And you didn't know at first maybe that it was hurting you. But when you figured that out, you changed that habit. And maybe you have some good habits that you've created that are propelling you in life right now. You know, habits really determine, you know, where we're going and how quick we're getting there. If you develop bad habits, then you stay still. When you develop those good habits, then that's when you start to move forward. So what if you woke up tomorrow and something crazy happened? Just think about that for a minute, all right? But let me go ahead and bring on a young lady that I have a tremendous amount of respect for because I've seen her transform. And she's still transforming. And that's the beautiful part of what we do. You know, we never, you know, become, you know, that be all end all. It's a constant transformation, but I see her transforming and, you know, her transformation is helping a lot of people right now, whether she knows it or not, you know, but because she's burning, you know, the boxes that she came out of, so she can't go back. She's operating out of inspiration and desperation. So, you know, I have a young lady on the line this morning and she lives right here in the Miami, Florida area. She happens to be one of our executive directors over here at the company that Pam and I are part of, Total Life Changes, and Blazing Trails. So I want to bring Miss Gwendolyn Bennett to the line. Miss Bennett, guess what? You are live on the grind this morning. Go ahead and say hello to all of our listeners out there.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. So Ms. Bennett, and I need to make sure you can hear me too. Yeah, there we go. So I know you're blazing trails over here at Total Life Changes, doing some amazing things, and you still work a full-time job, you know, like a lot of other people, because you got the understanding, you know that, you know, this thing called network marketing, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. All right. So you know that before I can fire the boss, I need to, you know, supplement some income. So now you're doing that. And in order to do that, I watched you. I could answer this question for you, but I want to hear it in your words. You know, what are some of the habits that you created, or what are some of the habits that held you back that you noticed that you had to fix in order to move into your beginning stages of transformation?
Okay. Well, one of the main habits, and I would say is good and is bad, you know, working in corporate America in management, I was delegating, pretty much telling people what they need to do, what needs to happen. And it's different in the, you know, entrepreneurial world, or I would say the MLM world, because we teach and we preach about people being their own business owner, their own CEO of their company. So you can't bring some of those habits over and telling people what they need to do, because, you know, being a CEO, being a business owner, these are things that they should already have in place. So I began to, you know, do a lot of delegating and doing a lot of micromanaging of people that were beginning, you know, to join me. And that is a bad habit, because when you have people partner with you It is a partnership. You're not their manager. You're not their boss. You're mm-hmm. not the person that tells them how to run their business. So that was something that I had to move away from, you know, step out of what was happening, look at those that had the same, I guess, mindset of being a business owner. And, you know, just you zoom in on those and say, hey, you know, what can I do to help our partnership go to the next level? So that was something that I really had to, you know, move away from that. And also, too, I had to really make sure that my why was bigger than anything else. You know, this is the goal that I'm setting for it. Nothing, no one around is going to get in the way of that. And once I put the blinders on, you know, stuff like stuff that may be major to other people, like your car breaking down and no ride to work, that didn't bother me because I was going to get there. You know, stuff where I didn't have a babysitter or someone to watch my son, that didn't bother me. I still moved around that. So it was a lot of those things that where it would set me off and say, I can't do this because of this, that, and the other, or find an excuse. Nothing, no one got getting in the way of my why and my ultimate goal or what I need to take care of. And people got to, you know, try to move away from those excuses because that's a bad habit. Because mm-hmm. it's amazing that you have no excuses when you're trying to go and build somebody else's dream at the 9 to 5, but you have every excuse in the world to stop yourself from spending a few hours to build your dream. So those things, I had to move. Wow. Those are bad habits. You know, it is raining. I'm not going to a tea party. It's raining. I'm not going to help some. No, no, no. You will find a way, sleet, snow, rain, tornado, hurricane, to get to somebody else's job, and mm-hmm. they're paying you X amount of dollars when you can spend a couple of hours and make more, double that. And just to give an example, last night we hosted a call party. Amazing. The invitation went out to everybody. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I made a very nice chunk of change. Them couple of hours on the phone talking to people about this business, talking to them about getting healthy, talking to them about mm-hmm. getting wealthy. So it's amazing. Some of the habits, you know, those were a couple of bad habits that I had. But, you know, spend some time on building your dream and not all the time on building somebody else's. So I hope I answered your question.
Absolutely. I know. I love everything.
I'm still up. I'm excited.
I know. I mean, it was amazing. It was a great time last night. You know, and I love it. I love everything you said because you know what you're doing right now. It, like we say, it starts in the head and it moves to the heart. You know, and it's definitely in your heart. And what one of the things that I know, you know, the reason people actually do the things that they do in terms of their job is great that you said that because people will, you know, be Johnny on the spot and or break their neck to build somebody else's dreams. But when it comes to building their dreams, they fail to develop the habits necessary to propel themselves forward. And we've been so accustomed to, you know, somebody else telling us exactly what we need to do to benefit them that we forget that we're supposed to do something to benefit ourselves. You know, and we always say if you're not you don't have your own goals, then you're definitely going to be helping somebody else achieve their goals, you know. And one of the things I know that holds true is that if a person is out there and he takes a job and he's working a job for $25,000 a year, you know, it's not that that person wants to be making $25,000 a year. It's just that they haven't figured out how to earn $50,000 a year yet. It hasn't dawned on them yet in the traditional sense of it all. All right. And if you want to work a job and if you're working a job and you're making X amount of money, then figure out how you can make more. But you're not working that $25,000 job because you want to. You're working it because there's no other way. There's no progress. Change is around you, but there's no progress. And a lot of people stay stuck there. So Gwen, I know that you're transforming, man. We are, man, super, super proud of you. We see things happening with you, and you know, you're moving, man. So we're happy, and I know I thank you for taking time out, you know, to jump on the grind this morning and help us bridge some gaps. Thank you, Ms. Bennett.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right, and if you guys want to get at Ms. Bennett, I think she's Gwendolyn 305 on the Instagram. All right, and just Gwendolyn Bennett on Facebook. All right, so, you know, get at her, talk to her about some of these strategies she's developing, because she's moving, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much, Ms. Bennett. So, you know, guys, it's an amazing transformation that when you can see people transforming themselves, you know, from one stage to the next, and they really burned the box. They burned that box, and there's no going back. You know, that job that you're on right now, I always call it a necessary evil. Because I always believe that jobs are just over broke. They tell you what you can make, you know, they tell you when they're going to give it to you, and then they tell you exactly when we're going to give you a raise, maybe every year or so, and they give you a 50 cent, maybe a dollar if you're really, really lucky. And so your income is, I guess it's limited. And see, some of you on the line right now, somebody that's going to listen to the show, they're going to be like, you know what, you got to work a job. You got to do this, you got to do that. Hey, there's a lot of things in life that you have to do, but you know, when you realize that your life is what you make it, as I said, you start to make a life. And some people aren't making a life for themselves because they've been programmed with habits that aren't conducive for their success. What habits are you creating in your life that's going to allow you to burn that box? That's going to give you the level of confidence to burn that, because nothing really happens overnight. You know, you could go down and play the lottery and wake up tomorrow a winner. That could happen overnight. But at the end of the day, what are the odds? You have to build it. You have to put in, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears, just like you do on the job. You're putting in the work on the job. You're working hard. Why? You're working hard for the recognition. You want the corner office. You want the big, you know, 24-inch monitor. You know, you want the parking space. You know, there are a lot of the reasons why you're working on that job, and that's fine. I'm not dogging a job. I've worked one for 20-plus years of my life. You know, not dogging that. At the end of the day, is that going to be enough for you? Or is there something out there that can supplement what you're doing? Something that's a great plan B that can become your plan A? Is there something out there like that for you? If the answer is no, guys, then the best thing to do is find something that can be your plan B. Because nothing is promised. All right? Absolutely nothing is promised. So we have I have another young lady on the line, and you know, last night we had the opportunity to sit down and chit chat a little bit. And, you know, she's been a part of the industry for, you know, for a little while. She's seen some things and, you know, she's building a business. She started out very, very shy. And, you know, then she moved, you know, into the realm of, you know, I'm psychologically, you know, unemployable, because I've looked over the fence. I see what else is out there, and because I know what's out there, I want it. And you know, she started to work, you know, plan her work and work her plan, and you know, and we see her working, and she's making some strides and moving from level to level. And I want to see if I can bring her on the line, if I can find her here. Yeah, there we go. So you know, ladies and gentlemen, this, you know, this young lady's name is Miss Jessica Mitchell. She's a soon to be, probably is already, she's a soon to be director over here at Total Life Changes. And I want to give her the opportunity, because I know she's developing some habits that's absolutely propelling her first of all to the next level, and her business is being blessed because of that. So Miss Jessica Mitchell, you are live on The Grind. Say hello to everybody out there.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning, Coach Nate.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you for dialing in and actually agreeing to be on the grind. So, you know, I wanted to talk to you because I believe there are some gaps out there that you can help bridge because, you know, you have a background, a professional background, and, you know, you're doing some things right now that you wouldn't have thought you would be doing, maybe a year ago, you know. So I want you to talk to our listeners and tell them, you know, about, you know, what is it that really, I guess, compelled you to really start building a business over here at Total Life Changes and, you know, why you feel it's different over here at TLC?
Well, I was having a conversation with one of our partners on yesterday, and it's funny that you asked that because one of the things that, and of course, I, you know, a year ago today, I didn't see myself doing this, but what makes things different with TLC is just the fact that you have the freedom to do whatever it is that you want to do, and you're not just held just at, you know, in network marketing. It branches you out in so many other directions in your life, in your personal life. Just the freedom, financial freedom, but not just, you know, as everybody knows our motto, you know, five ways of getting paid. Who wants it just to be getting paid one way? We have five ways of getting paid. And not only that, we have awesome products. So, you know, even if you're not building a business, you're definitely using the products, more than one product, you know, at a time. It's just phenomenal. It's just, you know, it expands you. It helps you branch out. And just the in your personal life, you know, just what it helps you to accomplish.
Right, right. And that's the beautiful thing. I mean, we've seen a lot of firsts over here, you know, at Total Life Changes. And, you know, this isn't a Total Life Changes call, but, you know, it's relevant. It's evident because so many great things are happening and so many lives are being transformed, you know, because of, you know, these products that we have. And, you know, that work, I mean, it's amazing. The 20 plus years that we've been in the industry, we've never seen anything like it, you know. So the products in on top of it, you know, the compensation plan works so well because of the products, you know, because they work, you know. So Jessica, what, you know, what is a habit that you've developed in your business right now that you believe is really attributing to you starting to have the success that you're having right now?
Well, for one thing, one of the habits that I, you know, I may have had a bad habit of doing before, and I'm changing that now, you know, the short period of time I'm with the company so far, and it's allowing me to be more open-minded, you know, taking the viewpoint of others, being, you know, teachable. So, you know, you're taking the viewpoints. It's not just about what you think, and you will be surprised, not only in business, but only, you know, in your personal life, relationships with others, your spouse, your friends. It just allows you to be open-minded. You're more receptive to criticism. You know, you take criticism a little bit better, and just hearing the viewpoint, and it would just give you just a different train of thought with being open-minded, because having such a closed mind, whether in this business or any type of relationship, it don't really get you anywhere, you know.
Right.
So that's one of the great habits that I think I developed, and I'm still, you know, I still have room for improvement, but just being open minded, you know, and being able to share the views or beliefs of others, letting others feel free to express themselves to you, and you'll gain so much. Because you can't go around the world, no matter what it is that you do, whether it's your job or you know, your relationship, you can't just do it on your own. Everything is teamwork, you know.
Right.
So that's one of the beauties of you know, just working with the company also, but I'm also able to expand that in my personal life, you know, with friends and family. Just be open minded. There are other's point of views.
Wow, it's It's great that you said that, because, you know, one of the things that we talked about on a previous show, you know, Jessica was talking about, you know, one of the things that I struggle with, you know, I wanted everyone to be a certain way. I wanted everyone to be in a certain box. Everybody should think this way. Everybody should feel this way. And the reality is no two people are alike, you know. Everybody has their own, as they say, quirks. Everybody has their own little things that they do and the way that they are. And, you know, everybody is on their journey. That's one of the most important things, you know, for me, is that to understand that everybody's on their journey and everybody is evolving and transforming, you know, the way that they should. And all you can really do is try to add value to that. But in there with marketing, because it is an industry that's been created to create leaders, and it is a box burning industry, you know, so when you start to burn those boxes, you really have to go from level to level, and you start to understand that there are a lot of different types of people that you have to deal with, and you can't prejudge them. You can't, you know, say, okay, that person's going to do this or that person's going to do that. You really have to see that person for who they are at the time, and then you ask yourself that magic question: how can I add value that person? And then you're a listener, because you're saying, okay, I'm listening for something because I'm still a consummate student. See, I've taken the attitude that I can learn anything from anybody. There's something that could be said from the person that you would have never thought could have taught you anything, and you grab it and you just learn something from the most unlikely of a person. So if the great listening skills that you've developed, Jessica, and knowing that, you know, you're dealing with so many different types of people, and so you have to always be open-minded. I do definitely believe that that's a part of why you're becoming successful, because you're definitely becoming, you know, that people person that it takes, you know, to really excel in this industry. So a lot of people just want to, well, most people, they just want to be heard, and they want to be able to live a life to where it's a stress-free life. You know, they want the freedom. They want to feel as if they are, you know, needed. They're wanted. There's a purpose for them. And sometimes it's the easiest thing to do is to help people understand that you do have a purpose, you know, and let's help you find it. So awesome, Jessica. Awesome. So thank you for jumping on the grind this morning and helping bridge some gaps. I'm pretty sure somebody was able to bridge a gap from what you said this morning. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get with Miss Jessica Mitchell, her on Instagram, she's Jessica DR24, Jessica Doctor 24. So, you know, and just Jessica Mitchell on Facebook. So connect with her. Maybe she says something that you identify with on the show. Definitely inbox her or DM her. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you, Coach Nate, for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So, you know, so ladies and gentlemen, you know what you're hearing is some of the habits from, you know, some of the people, good or bad, that are having, you know, levels of success. Life isn't always about, you know, all of a sudden you wake up, you're a millionaire the next day. Life is about doing something worthwhile. Life is about doing something that you can call your own. It's about building something that you can say, you know what, this is a legacy for my family. It's something that I built from the ground up, and I feel good about it. I know how it works, A to Z. And you know what, but in between there's a lot of things that happen that's going to grow me. And there's a lot of things that's going to happen. It's not about what happens. It's about how you handle what happens. And when you're building a business, there's a lot of box burning that happens, because your business doesn't propel forward. There's no progression unless you're open-minded, as Jessica just said, and you start to learn, you know, that other people, you know, really have input, and you can learn from them as well as, you know, them learn from you. So, you know, stay open-minded, you know, transform yourself, just like Miss Gwen Bennett just said, you know, transform yourself and understand that, you know what, I have a dream too. You know, your dream needs to be worked on just as adamantly, if not more intently as the dream that you're building at work, you know. And some of you are saying, you know what, I'm a career person. I'm going to work a job for the rest of my life, or I'm going to have this career for the rest of my life. And let me clarify. Some of you are career people, and that's great. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. All right. But build your, if that's your dream, that's your legacy. If you want to, if you're helping people, let's just say you're let's just say you're, I'm just going to take it to the extreme. You're a heart surgeon and you're working at the hospital, you know, and you're helping people with their, you know, with their hearts. So what's to say you can't have your own private practice? What's to say you can't, you know, you can't tap into those entrepreneurial juices and say, you know what if I start to build toward my own thing? What if? What if you're working for, you know, a company and you're a dog groomer? What if you're grooming dogs? I mean, I take it from one end of the spectrum to the other. What if there's nothing wrong with you saying, you know what, I love to do this. This is something I love to do. I love animals. What if I started to put the wheels in motion to have my own grooming service? What if? See, that's when you start to really step outside of the box and you start to get the confidence that you need to build something that's for you and for your family. Something that you can put your finger on or your stamp of approval and say, you know what, we're building this for us. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's, you know, I want to bring another young lady on the line because I know that she's been through a lot in life and she's, and I got to tell you, I've never seen a person with a bubblier personality than this young lady. And, you know, to hear her speak and to know what she's actually been through in life or what she's going through in life, you know, on a day to day, you'll never know. And like a lot of us, we're all going through stuff, but some of us wear it on our sleeves and you can tell. But, you know, this young lady, you would if to have a conversation with her, you know, she's the consummate giver, you know, and she's that person that's always looking out for everybody else. And, you know, she wants the best for everybody. And but you would never know that she had problems of her own or where she came from. You know, she also happens to be, you know, an executive director over here at Total Life Changes, executive going regional. And, you know, she's doing big things over here. And I know for a fact that she said that she would jump on the line this morning so she could help, you know, bridge some gaps and share some things and have, you know, share some transparency to help some people move to the next level. See if I can actually find her this morning. I think I got her. Let's see. So this young lady, her name is Miss Elaina McCann Brinson. For those of you that know her, you know that she's a beautiful spirit and, you know, she's just that type person. She's a butterfly. So, you know, Miss Elaina McCann Brinson, you are live on the grind. Say hello to everyone. Let me see. I got you on that number, Elaina. Let me see if I can find your other number. Hold on. Bear with me. No. Hold on. So Elaina texts me the number that you're actually on today because I have a couple for you. And I don't see the other one. Yeah, that's it. It's got to be it. All right, Elaina, are you there?
Hello. Great morning. Can you hear me?
There you go. I hear you now, superstar. Awesome. Well, say hello to everybody.
Hello, world. Hello, nation. Hello, globe. Good morning.
Awesome. Well, you know, Elaina McCann Brinson, she is no stranger to the microphone. You know, we've seen her, you know, and heard her voice on, you know, morning shows, you know, all over the place and, you know, spreading the good news about different programs and things that she's involved in, you know, so she's definitely a gap bridger. So, you know, Miss Elaina McCann Brinson, we've seen your fight over here at Total Life Changes and we know, you know, your struggles every day, but, you know, I want you to share with our listeners, you know, some of the things that you go through on a daily basis and how you really overcome them in a timely manner so they don't set you back.
All right. Wow. That's deep. in a few words. Well, one of the things that definitely guide me, that guide my habits, that guides my ability to be resilient and to press forward is the constant reminder that, you know, we were created to be eagles, that we were created to soar high, that we were created to soar above storms, soar above circumstances, yet we still have a keen eye and a vantage point to see the world. So whenever I'm faced with a challenge, no matter which endeavor it is that's on my plate or multiple endeavors that I'm faced with at the moment, I'm always reminded of the scripture that we were called to be eagles. And I found myself in a period as life began to evolve because, you know, sometimes you can be an eagle, but you don't even know that. You know, you don't even know that because sometimes you play small. Sometimes you hang around turkeys and chickens and you feel different. You feel weird, but you don't know. But I know prior to me launching pretty much full time into entrepreneurship when I was, working my business part time, one of the things that was on my mind when I was at work somewhere, someplace that really made me feel uncomfortable, even though I was engaging in a passion but felt uncomfortable, I felt like an eagle that was caged in and all my feathers were outside on the floor.
Wow.
That's the analogy that I had that called me to step out on faith, be like a weirdo. And the more and more that I hear from, you know, successful people, or I mean, we're all a success in our own right. But the people that I glean from, they always say you gotta feel weird. You're gonna feel weird. You're gonna feel different. You're gonna feel uncomfortable. If you're gonna do what the masses are doing, then, you know, I mean, you're gonna feel normal. But when God didn't make you normal, He made you unique. It's always like a burning passion to do more. But I know we're talking about habits. Did that answer your first part?
No, absolutely. And that's good stuff. I mean, I love it. It's you know, we're going to feel out of sorts. You know, when you're not doing what mainstream is doing, you're doing something different. I believe that's one of the biggest misperceptions that people think is supposed to feel normal, and it doesn't. And I love what you said. You know, a lot of us are, you know, we're eagles. We just don't know it. We're hanging around turkeys and chickens, you know, and we're not willing to burn that box yet, you know, because burning a box in the sense that is that you have to stop hanging around the turkeys and chickens. And no matter what they say, you know, you stop hanging around them because you're transforming. And, you know, you got to transform into that eagle that you're talking about. So, no, that's you know, that's good stuff. And I know, you know, you're doing so much. You know, in the community, you and I know Gwen is also a part of a lot of different things in the community. And you know, I know my daughter was doing something with something that you were doing as well just a little while back. But you know, there's so many things that you're doing and so many balls that you're juggling. You know, trying to figure out, okay, you know, how am I gonna affect change here and maintain this here, and it becomes a juggling act because it's about balance. In your opinion, how does the juggling and trying to balance everything, how do you really cope with that, you know, on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, the balance and the juggle and how I cope. Another thing that I lean on that gives me strength to help me make it through is to never grow weary in the well-doing of good, because in due season you will reap a great harvest. Now, I have to apply that scripture to my life with wisdom. But when I know that I'm engaging in something that God has placed in my path, I have to, and I know that it's been rewarding my life and those of others, I just need to know how to put it in the right gear. Because I'm a go-hard person, I'm loyal, and I'm going to talk about those my three habits that are a gift and a curse. But the thing that reminds me to keep going is to never grow weary in the well-doing of good, because in due season you will reap a great harvest. And I get tired. I get tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, listen, the race is not given to the swift. It's given to he who endure. So that means even if you get tired, you have to endure and you have to believe, because that's another thing that on this journey you have to believe. And if you believe, you have to believe in something or you want to fall for every little thing. So I believe that my harvest is coming. if I don't get tired, but I have to put everything in the right respect. I have to balance it out to some degree. But so that's how I keep going. But the one thing, I have these habits, because I know we're talking about habits this morning and burning the box. And let me tell you something. When people know you're a good person or they know some of your strengths, they'll use it against you. They'll like dangle carrots to make you feel like if you're not using this thing, you ain't doing right. But I tell you one thing, I'm thankful for God for opening up my eyes to help recognizing my strengths and my weaknesses. But my three habits that are gifts and curses are, one, I'm a pleaser. That means I don't like to say no. Okay? I like the environment to be right. I like to be pleasing. The other one is a problem solver. You know, naturally, I'm a therapist. I'm an occupational therapist. My job is to go in, assess people, see what their needs are, establish goals and timelines, and empower them and structure it in such a way that they can achieve what it is that they want within reason. And then the other one, so the first one was a pleaser. That means I don't like to say no. The second one is I'm a problem solver. So, I mean, let's learn how to fix it, find a way, and get it done. So that means you're always responding to people when something needs to get done. Oh, listen, I got an idea. And sometimes you can exhaust yourself with your gift. And then the second one is just a positive, you know, having a positive mindset. I believe I wrote the other day that, one, your mindset comes first and the manifestation comes second. But those three habits, they've been rewarding. It gave me favor. It extended resources, but they all are cursed because when you're a pleaser, you don't know how to say no. So now you're exhausting yourself. You might have some gifts and some things God wants you to do, but you're so busy pleasing, you're not getting your stuff done. And God don't want you to be a pleaser like that. He wants you to help and extend, but hello, do what you're supposed to do. And then when you're a problem solver, you're always extending yourself, helping. So one, you're able to do, but then you can exhaust. And then the other one, being positive, that's always good because I believe in being an atmosphere shifter. I believe when I show up, if you bloom, I got to bring it, especially when you're working in healthcare. You got these people sick, sad. They've been through the ringer. Their lifestyle changed. Their roles have changed. Their health changed. And here they looking somber. You got to come in there like, great morning. We're going to get this done. You're
in
still
midst
here.
Of all your issues too. Yeah.
Right. Let's count these blessings. Let's focus on your abilities and not your disabilities, and let's get this thing done. So I always have to show up, no matter what I'm going through. Oh goodness. No matter what I'm going through, I gotta show up. I gotta shift the atmosphere. But sometimes when you're ultra positive, you don't know how to be honest with people sometimes.
That's deep.
You don't want to tell them. You don't want to tell them what you did. That's not right. Because again, you're a problem solver, you're trying to be positive. So I'm still trying to strike the balance between those three habits so I can go into that stratosphere that no other person can see, but I know that God created for me. So just working out all those habits. So great habits, but you got to find that lining in it. And no excuses.
Absolutely. And I wanted you to say all of that because people need to understand that, you know, you're not the only person struggling out there with balance and trying to figure everything out. You know, everybody struggles with that. But, we always say that when you have people like Elena, you know, and I know people like my wife, Pam Cray, when people like that, they're givers. When you have people that are givers or pleasers, whatever you want to call them, there's always going to be takers around. And you have to be able to transform your mind to a point to where you understand the big picture. And when you transform your mind to the point to where you understand that, you know, you stop allowing takers. You see the takers coming. So you stop allowing them to take from you, because when they take from you, they're taking something from you that could be used by somebody else. They're being greedy. So in order to be able to help the masses, and that's what we try to do, you have to, the best thing for you to do is to be that light in a dark place. And you can only be that light if you're not being pulled down. And the higher you go, the more you can shine. That's why the sun is so far away from the earth. It's so bright that it lights the entire earth. You have to be up there high. And when you begin to separate yourself from the masses, you start to become you. You start to become the person that God called you to be, because now you're not trying to please everybody, and now you're not becoming a whole bunch of different things and getting confused. So balance is key. Habits are key. And, you know, Elena, thank you so much, you know, for jumping on the grind and helping us bridge some gaps. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's Miss Elena McCann Brinson on Instagram and Elena McCann Brinson on Facebook. So look her up. If she says something that you identify with, you know, DM her, inbox her, and let her know, you know, that her transparency has helped you bridge some gaps this morning. So thank you, Miss Elena McCann Brinson.
Thank you.
All right. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, hopefully, you know, something that has been said here has helped you guys bridge some gaps. And I want to leave you guys with this. The next 10 years of your life, if you just think about what's going to happen in the next 10 years, what you do now is going to determine your next 10 years. What are you going to build for you and your family for the next 10 years? Because a lot of us on this line, if I can look at myself, in 10 years, I'll be 58 years old. And I believe that at 58, I want to be completely finished with, I want to have something, a legacy of some sort to pass on, you know, to my children, if not before then. Have a legacy to pass on, something that we built, something that we can say, this is our freedom. This is our nest egg. This is something that's for us. And the inspiration goes to the people that are watching it being built, and they have to build their own legacy. So, you know, the best way to help people and to affect change is to be the doer and to be the person that sets the example. So it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we can stay on this subject all day long. You know, I challenge you guys to burn the box, you know, stay out of the comfort zone, move yourself from level to level, challenge yourself, transform into that butterfly and that you know you're destined to be, transform into that eagle so that you can soar and somebody else can see you soaring and say, wow, that's nice. I want to soar too. So never dim yourself, guys. So, guys, thank you for jumping on the grind this morning. As I said, hopefully something said bridge some gaps. You guys have an awesome and amazing day. We'll see you guys on Thursday morning, bright and early at 8 a.m.
Yeah! Let's go!